Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, and happy Resurrection Sunday. This episode is coming out on Resurrection Sunday, and I pray that you guys are just really taking a moment to soak it all in, to really pause and reflect and think about what this day means. This day is the cornerstone of our faith. Like, forget all the eggs, forget all the bunnies, forget all of the pastel colors and church being packed today. Think about what happened at that cross. And then think about the fact that He is alive, that He lives. We serve a living God. All these other religions, their gods are dead. We serve a living God. Hallelujah. That tomb was empty today, and we rejoice in that. Hallelujah. And I pray that you are really just taking a moment and reflecting and soaking in what that means. So again, happy Resurrection Sunday. Let's get into today's episode. The title of today's episode is Spiritual Muscle Memory. And I was going through the voice memo section of my phone. A lot of times when God gives me an episode for this podcast or a download or anything like that, I record it in the voice memos because usually I'm driving or in a move or something. It's just easier to do that. And I had got the instruction to do a podcast episode on muscle memory. And so it's been on my mind for a couple of weeks, and I've been researching muscle memory and what that means and all of that and how that relates to the spirit. I mean, on the surface level, I could understand it. But before I come on a microphone, I always like to have a level of revelation that can really empower the message. So today in particular, I was actually getting ready to record another recap of the book that we're reading. But I felt led first to get this episode done. So as I'm putting together my notes about muscle memory in particular and how that relates in the spirit, I'm also just kind of wrestling with some things personally in my own mind and just thinking about how in my life, I feel like I have been tested and attacked in every single sensitive area to me. I'm a tough cookie, y'all. Like, I have tough skin. I'm not somebody that's easily shaken up, but I do have tender spots, right? Like, I'm human, and my tender spots have all been hit as of late. And as I was thinking about that and just really clearing my mind to do the episode, I started to see how the two go together. And God was showing me what's happening in this season spiritually and how this whole concept of spiritual muscle memory and the practical things that I'm going to give you are your assignment on how to act in the natural based upon what is going on spiritually. The Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and principalities in high places. We know that that the spiritual realm is very, very real. And the worst thing that we can do is act as if it isn't. I say often, don't forfeit a fight that's fixed in your favor. We have victory over the enemy and all of his devices. So this is not a matter of who's going to win and who's going to lose. We already know who's going to win, but we still have to engage in the fight. And so what God was showing me specifically was happening in this season. Y'all remember one of the first episodes of the year, I was talking to you about how God is calling many of you to the forefront in this season, how he's giving you content, he's giving you podcasts, he's giving you specific things for you to use your voice for, and he's calling you to do it in this season. Y'all remember that? Now, what's happening right now? There is a lot going on in the world that we can see, but there's also a lot going on spiritually. And I believe that we are in a season to where God is going to be elevating those who may have gone under the radar, those who are pure in heart, those who have allowed God to transform them, those who have allowed God to prune them, those of us who have truly been faithful and persevering and crucifying our flesh and allowing God to deliver us, who have been serving and serving and serving in silence. Those of us who have been creating consistently and may not have even seen the manifestation of the result of that work. Those of us who constantly stay at the feet of the Father and then obey what he says. And you may not have been in a position where you've seen the result of that yet. You haven't seen the result of that in your income. You haven't seen the result of that in influence. You haven't seen the result of that in your numbers and your listenership and your viewership and whatever it is that you measure as successful or that you see as fruit in quotations in the natural. You haven't seen it yet, and yet you've still been faithful. So I believe that there's this category of people that fall into that bucket. Then you have people who have been elevated, who do have strong followings, who have been popular and famous and making their rounds and getting all the numbers and the money and the access and the power for a long time. And their heart is not pure. They are not in a place to where they're truly serving God. They may have started that way, but somewhere along the line, things have shifted. I remember a few years ago, I had a dream and God just kept showing me dreams of people who are popular in the Christian space. And it's this one dream in particular that came up recently in a conversation that I was having with a friend and this powerful spiritual leader. They were in my dream and I went to a conference and I was kind of just like walking around. It was a huge, huge, huge conference. Like, it's exhibits everywhere, people everywhere. Like, it's just this big thing. And I'm just walking around and I ran into some type of back room where this person, this leader and a relative of hers was preparing to feed the people. And they had this huge bucket of like raw chicken. And they were seasoning that joker up with all the seasonings, Lowry's, Old Bay, Italian seasoning, all the things. You know, Black folk, we season our food real good. Like, they had all of these seasonings and they were just cooking this chicken up. Well, excuse me, not cooking, but seasoning this chicken up. And I was looking. So I was just watching, like, I know they're going to actually cook that chicken because I ain't see no oven on. I ain't see no grease in the pot. I'm like, there's nothing here to cook this chicken. Like, they're in the back of this room preparing to go out on the stage and feed the people, but it's raw. And that was just a representation of what is happening. God, I just was showing me, the truth behind something that looks as if it's godly. But he also was just showing me that this is what happens. People are seasoning this stuff up. So it tastes good, but it's going to poison folk. It tastes good, but it's harmful. And I believe that we're in a season right now where it is time up for all of that, where God is no longer allowing people to have platforms that don't serve him. He is tired of people leading his sheep astray. He is tired of people harming his people. He is tired of individuals with these platforms lying in his name, disrespecting people, misquoting scripture, exalting themselves and not God, turning these churches so much into businesses where they're not led by the Spirit anymore, where they're having these huge, 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 huge congregations. And God's glory is nowhere near in it. God is fed up. And we are in a season right now where it is going to shift. It is going to shift where you're going to see folks that you like. It's going to take you a second to even come to grips with what's going on, because you may be emotionally attached to these people in some type of way based upon how they may have influenced you in a season of your life. But God is going to do some revealing. He's going to sit some folks down. Some folks going to lose their life. And I don't even say that. I don't even want to say that, but I got to move and speak what God is telling me to speak, because I'm in a season right now where God is like, hey, sis, hey, daughter, hey, prophet, arise, speak thus saith the Lord. It's time for me to get some things out through you. So y'all want to hear that even through this podcast, because God is growing me and elevating me and pushing me out, and not based upon numbers, money, access, or anything. I don't care about that. I care about my well done from my Father. And so again, we are in a season right now where things are going to change. Things are going to change because he's tired of it. And so because we're in that season, there is this spiritual warfare that is picking up to stop that from happening. I feel it in my own life. Again, I'm telling you, all of my specific points, my specific areas of tenderness are being hit at the same time. And so as a believer, as someone who is sensitive to the spirit, I got to take a step back and say, okay, hold on. This ain't just life. And this is something that's kicking up. Holy Spirit, show me and reveal to me what's going on. And this is what he showed me. Some of you may be in similar situations where you feel like you're hard pressed on every side, where you feel like it's always something. Your kids are getting attacked, your family, your relationship, your marriage, your self-esteem. There may be so many things coming at you right now. And so it's heavy. It's hurtful. You have these seasons, especially, and I got to speak to those of us, because I feel like we fall through the radar. Those of us who have the ability to push through, who have the ability to show up even when we don't feel like it. And that's what we do. Those of us who don't have the benefit of being soft, because we got to show up and get things done because we're the ones that people rely on. I'm talking to us right now, because God sees us. God cares about us. And the enemy will also manipulate that part of us to keep our attention away from addressing what's going on. So allow this to be that wake-up call. Allow this to be the space where I, as your sister in Christ, is holding your hands up to say, hey girl, I see you. Lift those hands up right now, because it's not life. This is spiritual warfare. And I want to drive your attention to it, because you had that level of aggression, that same oomph that allows you to push through. I need you to focus that on the spiritual war that's happening right now, so that you can claim your victory, so that you can actively engage and claim your victory. Hallelujah. So for who I'm talking to right now, listen, we 12 minutes in. And I literally sat at this computer and did my little notes. But I'm still wrestling with some things in my mind. And again, I've been doing this for a long time, and I have certain rules about myself to make sure that my flesh is always tamed before I hit record. So again, I'm doing my notes, but before I hit record, I'm like, God, I got to clear my mind. Let me step away for a second, because I'm still feeling some things that I'm going through personally. And as I took a step back before recording, God showed me what was happening spiritually. And he said, okay, now go back, hit record, and speak what I'm telling you to speak. So I'm not saying none of this for no reason. This is a spiritual war that we are in right now, and we have to actively engage. Those of you who God is calling in this season, fear can't continue to keep you down. The busyness of your responsibilities can't keep you from your obedience. Just because you're doing the right thing doesn't mean that you're doing the God thing right now. So focus away from what you know you got to do and focus to what he's calling you to do right now. And he's using me, because you listen to this podcast as part of your routine, or maybe this was shared to you by somebody that you know, but he's using me to speak to your heart right now to say, hey, I need you to pay attention on this spiritual war that's happening right now. I need you to actively engage. I need you to put on your full armor of God. I need you to get back to praying. I need you to get back into your word. I need you to stop letting the enemy beat you up. I need you to stand up, put your chest up, put your chin up, put your hands up, and remember who you are. Remember who I called you to be. Remember where I took you from, and remember where I told you you were going, because I did not forget. I have not been quiet. I have not just been letting everybody else eat and forgot about you. I have not. There is a method to my strategy, and you have to trust me. But while you trust me, now I need you to actively engage in this season. Time's up for this foolishness that we have seen in the body of Christ. Time is up. And for those of us who he is elevating in this season, pay attention. Pay attention. Now, here's where the spiritual muscle memory comes in. When I looked up muscle memory, quick little Google search, it pretty much is defined as the ability to reproduce a particular movement without conscious thought, right? So it's something that is acquired as a result of doing something over and over and over again. So it's this procedural memory that happens. So if you do something over and over again, you don't have to think about it. I mean, if something as simple as brushing your teeth every morning, you're not thinking about that because hopefully you've been doing it every day, multiple times a day since you had teeth in your mouth, right? So muscle memory is something that we can do as a result of not thinking about it based upon us doing it enough over time. Now, when it comes to spiritual muscle memory, I believe that just how muscle memory involves that connection between your body and your brain, spiritual muscle memory involves the connection between your spirit and his spirit. It's easy to recognize that we need to submit to the Holy Spirit when something happens. So again, when you may recognize you're dealing with spiritual warfare, or you may face a certain trial in your life, or something comes up that brings to your attention, hey, I need to seek God on this. I need to pray about this. We have to get to the point where we naturally do that anyway, where it doesn't need to take a major event for us to refocus on God. We have to train our flesh and our mind to where we some stuff we just automatically do so that we can focus our time and attention on being before the Lord and hearing from what he needs us to do in this season. Some of us are way past the point where we got to Google the scripture to combat the negative thought that was planted. We got to get to the point where we know scripture so well. We study the word consistently. We meditated on it day and night. We have a lifestyle to where we are students of the word of God. So when the enemy plants a thought, we can automatically cast it out and take it captive without even thinking about it because the word is ingrained in us. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. 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 This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which
location we actually want to go to, I'm thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. I'm not talking to those who may be new to this and you're still learning the word and all of that. I'm talking to those of us who I feel like get forgotten once you get to a certain place of spiritual maturity. I'm talking to you where you get away with certain things because since you're not that person that is at the altar every single week, or you're not that person that's constantly on a prayer list, that folks don't always check for you, but I'm checking for you. And I feel like I'm called to these specific group of people because I identify with these group of people. We get forgotten about. We get forgotten about because of how much we serve other people. But no, not here, not on the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. God wants you to know that you are seen. That you are seen, that you are understood. I reached out to a friend this week. Again, I told y'all, I feel like a lot of my tender spots are getting hit lately. And so I got to the point where my husband had put the boys to sleep. And I went into a room in our house and I just laid out on the floor. Laid out. And I just started speaking in tongues. Because at that time, I didn't have the words to articulate. I didn't have the communication skills in that moment. I didn't have the energy to find the words. So I just spoke in my heavenly language. And remember when we talked about the last chapter of Joyce Meyer's book, I talked about how you can engage the spirit that way. And even if you don't know what to pray about, we talked about just pray about what you do know. And then God will drop things in your memory. Or if you pray speaking in tongues, then something will come to your mind in English and the words will come to your mouth in English. And then you pray from there. So that's something that I do when I find myself in that space where I don't even have the words. I just speak in my heavenly language and then the words come to me. That's something that I highly suggest that you guys do as well. And even in that, you will start to feel yourself, your the energy come. You'll start to feel the strength of God fill you up. And so I was in that spot where I laid out on the floor and I'm just speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. And then I noticed I start being a little bit more aggressive as I'm speaking in tongues. I'm still not speaking in English, but I'm getting a lot more riled up. My spirit is getting riled up. And so then the words start coming to me in English. And so then I'm praying those things out loud and speaking those things out loud. And then God told me, you need to go call your friend that you, because me and a friend of mine did prayer calls for, it was a good amount of time. I want to say last year, this was definitely before my son was born, where we, and I think this was before I was pregnant, we did prayer calls every single day. It was like, at that time, it was like 5 a.m. where we would pray daily. And she and I talk often, but we're both busy. So, you know, when you text in, it's like I send a voice note. She might send one back a few hours later. Then I might respond a few hours later because I'm busy with this. She's busy with that. So it's one of them things where, you know, you can't, unless you really get on the phone, you can't really like have a detailed conversation with this hours going in between text messages. And then with me, sometimes if we get on the phone, the one kid might be screaming, the other one screaming, somebody want this. You hear mommy, mommy, mommy. Now I can't hear what she said. Like, you know, that happens. And so the prayer calls, though, had fallen off. But I had sensed in my spirit, because she, just like me and just like y'all that I'm talking to in this episode, you can get so easily looked over because of the role that you play in other people's lives. And so she had been on my heart, and I pray for all of my friends, especially when God places them in my spirit. But he specifically told me, y'all need to pick this prayer call back up, because what y'all were doing when y'all prayed every single day was y'all were building up your spiritual muscle memory. You were putting up or protecting yourself spiritually. Like, those prayer calls weren't just empty. They were effective. And we knew this because it would literally be times where we would pray about something on the call that evening the prayer was answered. And even the first day we picked the call back up, we prayed about something that same day it was answered. So we know what happens when we get together and pray. But for whatever reason, we fell off. And I believe a lot of things. And she, when I reached out to her about it, she was like, yeah, this is confirmation. And a lot of things that I believe that we are going through separately, we did ourselves a disservice. We messed up our own muscle memory and allowed our prayer muscle to get weak because we let those calls fall off. And so God was letting me know what I need to do to make sure that I stay strong. And he was letting me know that the reason why a lot of these tender spots are able to impact me the way that they are is because we allow our muscle to get weak in that space. The reason why the enemy is attacking her the way that he is, and it's working as well as it is because we allowed ourselves to get weak in this area. So for you, one of the things that I want you to do to build up your spiritual muscle memory is to pray daily, pray without ceasing. Think about your day and find ways to pray. As you're driving your children to school, pray out loud. As you're making breakfast and going throughout things, pray out loud, but pray without ceasing. This is a season where we cannot shut our mouths. We have to pray. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. That is what the word of God says. If you have your heavenly language, pray in your heavenly language, because like I said before, things are going to come to you in English. The Spirit is going to reveal things to you to pray about. So you have to make sure that you're doing that. Even if you don't know what to pray, we got this strategy in the episode. That's why I hope whether you're reading the book or not, you're listening to the bonus episodes, because God ain't wasting not a minute with this podcast. So even if you don't know what to pray, just pray what you do know. And Holy Spirit will start to reveal other things that you need to pray about. But that is a major strategy in this season. Whatever pocket of time you can find, if you walk the short walk from your car into your office at work, pray. That your lunch hour, before you call whoever you kiki with, pray. Pray more than you ever prayed before out loud. That is going to build up that muscle memory of prayer. And it's also going to build up your spiritual muscle memory of actively engaging the Holy Spirit. Now, the second tip that I want to give you, or second way to build your spiritual muscle memory, is quality repetition. Now, I was reading this article on Psychology Today. And because, again, when we talk about muscle memory, and this article is on muscle memory, it is your body engaging with your brain. So it's just as much mental as it is physical. And so this psychologist says that repetition is important, whether it involves textbook study, mentally going over your notes, or physically perfecting your tennis swing. But repetition on its own is not as important as you think. And it's why quality repetition is the point here. So it says, you may have heard Malcolm Gladwell's claim that it takes 10,000 hours of practice to master a given skill. That's the equivalent of 90 minutes a day for 20 years, an extraordinary burn in the time that makes Gladwell's simplistic popularization suspect. Now I'm coming. Malcolm Gladwell catching strays. He says Professor Anders Ericsson of Florida State University, on whose work Gladwell based his claim, actually stressed that it's the quality of practice that matter rather than its quantity. Repetition and rote drills have their place, but are hardly the whole story. Attention matters more than people assume, and what matters most is how you focus and deploy it. You'll retain less by listening to a lecture or watching a demonstration than if you actively take notes. And numerous studies have shown greater retention when you take handwritten notes than when you try to type what the teacher says verbatim. The latter is essentially transcription, a passive mode of cognition, qualitatively different from attentive listening. And so when I'm talking about quality repetition, I bring this in because I don't want to just be running my mouth or give you tips that you don't know how to do in a way in which you see the result of said tips, right? So when it comes to quality repetition, I'm specifically talking about you studying and meditating on the word. And of course, then repeating it, but doing so in a way to where you fully retain it and that muscle memory is built. So there were some key tips here from this psychologist. So he said, again, attention matters and how you focus and deploy it. You'll retain less by listening or watching a demonstration than if you actively take notes. So as you are studying and learning and retaining and repeating the word of God, instead of just listening to a sermon, instead of just listening to the podcast, instead of just listening to somebody say the scripture, actively take notes and take them handwritten. I know we got to do a lot on our phones and on our computers, but again, in this season, we're building muscle memory in the spirit. So employ these things that are proven to aid somebody in doing that. So take your handwritten notes when you're watching a sermon, when you have heard a particular scripture, write it down. Don't just type it up, and don't just write down what the person said verbatim, but write down what you understand it to be. And then from there, after you write these things down, especially if you're in service or something like that, then go back to the word and verify if what you wrote down, if your perception of what you heard and what the word of God actually says are the same thing. Because if they're not, then you need to further study the context of the text so that you can understand it. So then when you go to repeat said scripture, it's not just you saying it and just to say it. You truly understand what it means. And it has that much more of an impact on you as you repeat it. Now, let me be clear. The word of God has power by itself, period. But what we're talking about here is our spirit, our dealing with ourselves. And so in order for it to have the impact that you want it to have on you and your ability to truly believe it and walk by faith in what it says, you have to fully comprehend it. And so when we talk about quality repetition, then when you start repeating the word from that place of true understanding, that's when you start to see results in you. That's when the enemy comes at you or that seed is planted in your mind to doubt God, that you could truly say it with your chest because you understand the depth of the word. And that's when the Holy Spirit will come in and allow you to get even more revelation from the understanding that you previously had. And then it hits even harder. The next thing I want you to do to build up your spiritual muscle memory is to put on the full armor of God daily. Ephesians 6 13 through 17 tells us exactly what to do. It says, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil come, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We don't have time to do a full Bible study on the armor of God, but this is a proactive approach that I want you to take daily. Study this. Remember the tactic that I said? When you read the scripture, go back, get the context of it so that you truly understand it. Write down what you think it means, handwritten, what you think it means. Go to the text. You can go to BibleStudy.org. You can go to BibleHub.com, BibleStudyTools.com, GotQuestions.org. So many different places to allow you to truly understand the text. Get you a good study Bible. Go to church, talk to your pastor, those who you are under leadership with, talk to them about the armor of God and ask them to teach you what it means. And, you know, do all of the things to understand it so that every day you can recite the scripture with a level of understanding and revelation to where you are truly embodying what it means and taking a proactive approach every day. The next thing I want you to do is separate from sin. Think about this. Does it make sense to you? Let's say you are working out and you're trying to build muscle in the gym. And soon as you leave the gym, you go home and eat something that totally destroys what happened in the gym. Does that make sense to you? Think about it. I don't think that makes sense to me. And yet many of us do it. My hand is raised. Because I'll be in the gym and be like, whoa, I feel good. I'm going to treat myself to some key lime pie. That don't make no sense. Zero. But as you're trying to build this muscle memory in the spirit, which is essentially us staying connected to God and training our flesh and our mind and our will and our spirit to be bent towards Him when it's not, you know, in its natural state. If we're trying to do that and then putting ourselves in situations where we continuously sin, we are working against ourselves. We are being our own enemy. And this is something that we have to be mindful of because sin separates us from God. And so we can't be in situations where we are giving in to our own temptations. We're putting ourselves in positions where, let's say, we know that we're dealing with gossip and we put ourselves in a situation where we constantly read in the shade room. We're constantly paying attention to what's going on in other people's lives, actively engaging in telling everybody's business. Soon as somebody calls us and say, girl, let me tell you about such and such, you right there with your popcorn listening. That doesn't make sense. That's separating you from God. That's not bringing you closer to Him. Before I got saved and truly gave my life to Christ, something that I personally enjoyed was brunch. Now, I'm from the D.C. area and brunch is serious here. It's not just half breakfast, half lunch that you eat around noon. No, it's a whole situation. Brunch is you get up, you go to brunch, you eat. Brunch comes with bottomless mimosas. There's a DJ there. These days, hookah everywhere. Once brunch is over, it turns into a day party. Once the day party is over, there's usually another spot after that, and then you go home. So your day started at like noon partying, and it's like 8, 9, 10 o'clock. You just now getting home. That's like a brunch situation where I'm from. That's the type of brunch that I participated in often before I truly gave my life to Christ. Now, this past weekend, a friend of mine invites me to brunch now for her birthday. Now, I told y'all the week. My tender spot's been hit lately, right? She invites me to brunch. It's a nice day, spring, because right here, right now in my area, like winter been trying to fight back. So it got real nice for a week, then it got cold for a week. And we in this period where like winter and spring is battling it out to see who's gonna win. But spring was winning this day. It was like 70, sunny. the Future and Metro Boomin album just came out. My inner ratchet, y'all. My inner ratchet was right there. She was right there because, listen, if this was about 8 years ago, what? Y'all know when the weather break, you start feeling a little something in your spirit, right? That's that inner ratchet be trying to rise up when that weather hit. It get nice outside, you know, y'all know. Then that Future album came out. Let me tell you, back when I think it was that Future, that March Madness era, I think it was back in like 2015 or so, when that Future was having a time back in like that 2015 year. That was the time where I was really in these streets. So it's like, bro, even the soundtrack to My Foolishness has been released. Oh my gosh. I told my friend, I was like, I could not have come here if this was like a DC brunch. Where we went to brunch was like somewhere in Baltimore. It was a regular restaurant just serving regular chicken and waffles. It wasn't like the brunch that I described. I say, if you were inviting me to something like that, I could not have come because my inner ratchet was right there knocking on the door. Okay. But praise the Lord. I would have had to sit that one out because even though I am far removed from that season of life, it because my flesh was weak based upon the spiritual warfare, then I'm right there. That old me before Christ was right there ready to come out. And I have to make sure that I separate myself from environments that will put me back in sin. I have to be mindful enough and have enough wisdom to know where I can go, where I can't go. Right. If you're somebody who gave up smoking, you can't be in an environment where, you know, people are going to smoke. If you know your flesh is weak, if you know that you're saving yourself from marriage, it's certain things you can't watch on TV that may have these elaborate sex scenes because it's going to tempt you to send that text message. Right. So, again, we have to, as we're building up our spiritual muscle memory, separating from sin is a huge part of it. Of course, not committing the sin, and then also separating ourselves from environment that makes it conducive to sin and having wisdom to know how to decipher and maneuver in this season. I had wisdom to know I could not have gone. And I believe God loved me enough to make sure that that wasn't the invite I got, right? So whatever that may be for you, just make sure you put the necessary controls in place to make sure you stay separated from sin. And then the last thing I want to point out is have accountability. Like, this is a season where we can't do it by ourselves, right? God told me to call my friend and said that we need to have these prayer calls because we were really getting hit by ourselves. And yeah, we were still victorious, but we were getting worn down and he needed us to hold each other up. So if you don't even have someone in your life that you can call like that, I would suggest join the society. There is plenty of women there who will be willing to support you in this season. But if not, and you have people that you go to church with in your personal life or whatever, make sure you have the accountability and the support that you need in this season. And even if you just want to listen to this podcast and allow me to be that for you virtually, then let's do that as well. But whatever it takes, whatever is needed to hold you accountable, make sure that you have that, because there are some things happening and there is some things that God is doing in us, and we have to make sure our spiritual muscle memory is there, because that just takes away some of the effort of fighting certain things, right? It takes away the effort if I got to go and find scripture every time I'm going through something versus making sure I'm studying constantly so the scripture is already in me. That energy can then be applied to the other big things that God is calling me to do in this season. A lot of this stuff that we know, we just got to make sure we continuously do it so that it becomes autonomous. Our flesh doesn't want to do it. So we got to train our flesh. We got to train our minds. We got to train our bodies to be bent towards the things of the Lord. And then use that effort that we exert in a lot of those unnecessary fights and put them into whatever God is revealing to us in this season. So that's it. This episode was particularly long. I didn't want to make it 2 parts. I want to make sure we completed it. Amen. So thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys. Leave us a 5-star review if this blessed you. Share this with somebody who needs the encouragement. I love you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.